then I get to sparkling water, and I was like, man, what is that?
So you're in the camp of, you know, like an orange flavored LaCroix sat next to a bunch of oranges on a truck getting shipped there, and that's why it tastes like oranges, kind of. Sweet baby, don't you ever worry about a thing. Put them worries on a shelf and learn to love yourself. And don't be your almost enemy. Hang loose, let the ocean worry about being blue. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Destroying Lives and Livers. I'm your host, Casey, joined, as always,
by Jeremiah.
What's happening, dude? It's been a long time since I've done that.
I know. You're back in the saddle now.
Back in the saddle. I got the reins.
Yes, you do.
It's weird. Oh, man.
The horse is in the back.
No! What is this song?
It's the best song ever.
Why is it cursing my life?
Does it play at Starbucks all the time?
No, I don't even hear the song. I listened to the song one time because I was like, oh, Billy Ray Cyrus, like, this should probably be pretty good.
And he did a damn good job.
And I hopped into it. I was very disappointed. And I haven't listened to it since. So I've gotten, like, maybe 1.5 full listens out of that song.
Got the horses in the back.
But it is all over Twitter. Everything on Twitter is the stupid fucking horses in the back.
Well, I think you've just learned, you're learning a valuable lesson about Twitter is, what's popular or viral right now, it's on Twitter.
Yes.
The only other place that, like, suffers from more viral saturation is maybe Tumblr. Maybe.
But the funny thing is like, I have only listened to the song, like upwards of 2 times.
Oh, wow.
But it's something that's plagued my life.
Well, yeah. And you follow me, and, like, I spammed it for about 2 days.
You are the cause of this.
I probably am.
Just stop following Jeremiah. I wouldn't see this anymore.
You'd miss out on it quite a bit.
I get like maybe a sentence into reading something, and that talks about Lil Nas. I'm like, no!
Yeah?
No!
Because it's got the horses in the back.
I can't deal with the horses right now.
Take my horse to the old town road. I'm going ride till I can't no more. I get the horse in the back.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here right now.
I mean, it's a fun song, you know?
Oh, man. Well, Jeremiah, today is our actual two-year anniversary.
Two years since the first episode of DLNL was released.
Boom. What?
No big deal. No big deal at all.
Like, literally no big deal at all, guys. Don't make a big deal about it.
It doesn't feel like 2 years, probably because our release schedule is pretty inconsistent, but...
Man, it feels longer than 2 years for me.
It feels like... It does feel like we've been doing this forever.
I can always track the number of years that we've been on by the number of times I've been in San Diego.
That's true.
Because every year I've gone to San Diego for this podcast. That's it. That's pretty much it. The podcast.
It's it's a yearly San Diego trip for DLNL. Here we are staying in this baller living situation for a couple of days, but also working 16 hours a day. Don't forget.
Getting roasted. I don't understand how I get so sunburned every goddamn time. But
San Diego is—it's just because the sun is so hot there. If that makes sense.
It doesn't.
I was just in Florida last week, and I am very dark. Like, there's a distinct cutoff from where my t-shirt was to where my arm was exposed.
Oof, can't wait for those days.
It is a severe difference, like very stark difference.
I like it.
Yeah.
Dude, but summer bods, man.
They're
coming. Summer bods, summer tans, they're coming.
They're coming quick.
Are you guys ready? Who's ready?
I'm pretty excited about it.
Boom. Dude, were you the one that retweeted that thing about from Trojan? I mean, I don't even think it was from Trojan or Magnum. Was it Magnum? about sundress weather doesn't mean you shouldn't wrap up.
Oh, yeah. That was from Fat Kids Deals. Shout out to Fat Kids Deals.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, don't let a $7 sundress be 18 years of child support or some shit like that. Which so is good. Smart. Wrap up.
Because, guys, the sundresses are here. If you haven't seen them yet, you probably haven't been outside enough, but just get outside. I'll tell you what, the sundresses are here. Maybe just in Colorado, because we've been sitting at 70 degrees. But
and if you haven't been outside yet and you live in the Midwest, I understand. But also, like, there's been some nice days. So, you know, try to break your seasonal depression by drinking mimosas on at a patio somewhere. That's secure. That's how you break it here.
Oh, man. Would you say it's like, difficult finding, like, good spots outdoors to go enjoy that patio?
It can be. I mean, with the weather being so sporadic right now, yes. But once summer actually comes around, all you really got to do is find one good spot that you like, and then you just keep going there.
Okay.
Like...
But you'd say most places by you have patios, because
now by me, to, like, yeah, there's I'm a huge spot with a patio like, by me.
Because I like spots. Out here, there's like, I think it's hard pressed to find a spot that doesn't have a patio.
Yeah, once summer really hits, you'd like every place like we're just gonna open up our windows, you know, or like we have a patio or we have a beer garden where you can we just move the roof back, shit okay. like that. Once it gets sunny out and there's like a string of 2 weeks of nice weather, you're hard pressed to find a place that doesn't have a patio. And if you can't find it, you go to Instagram and people have it on their Instagram stories of getting mimosas, and that's all you're gonna see for the first like couple days of really nice weather. On a Saturday, everybody's like, I'm out with my betches, get mimosas. We're at Zella's, we're at, you know, this new hot rooftop.
I would say that. Do you prefer rooftop, patio, or beer garden? Or does it not matter?
Patio. I'd say patio.
Patio?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like patio, you can people watch a lot. Like, the rooftop is dope, but, like, I like rooftops more for, like concerts or, like, a DJ playing. That would be, like, that's, like, the preferred rooftop experience. And I like the rooftop when the sun is going down. Because then it's like okay. You get the sunset and everything. I think that's the best. Nothing beats like if you can get a boat party. That's where you really win.
let's be clear. Just let's be real clear for a second. it was patio, beer garden, or rooftop, and Jeremiah voted boat party.
That's where you're gonna get get the most bang for your buck.
Okay.
The patio is the best. Patio is the best. A lot of people are going to be like, why don't you like the rooftops? There are people go, too many people are going to be at the rooftops.
100%. What about, I guess maybe I need to get clarification on what the difference between a patio and a beer garden is.
A beer garden has like four walls around it.
Oh, and patio is like, open space. Okay.
Yeah, patio has like an opening. So like a beer garden would be like the back room in Diaz Tequila.
Got it.
A patio would be like when you're walking down the sidewalk and you're literally walking past everybody's chairs outside. So Houndstooth has a patio.
Got it. Okay. No, I was about to say beer garden because I was going to say like, you know, having that foliage is nice, etc. But like truly, like if you're outside, you're outside for a patio.
Yeah. 100%. I'm sitting here, and also if the patio is packed, you're flexing on everybody walking down the sidewalk. They're looking at you. They're like, I'm so jealous of their life right now.
Right? Like, oh man, I wanted to go.
They're drinking beer on the patio.
Walking. I gotta keep walking.
And the only way that their life is better is if they're walking their dog, because then they have a dog, so their life is automatically like a little like two notches better.
Right, and then if it's, you know, Denver, that dog's coming into the bar. So
yeah. And that dog probably is on CBD, so he's very woke and listens to a lot of Joe Rogan. Yeah. I've been on a heavy Joe Rogan kick lately. I love him, but that's just my personal opinion.
Dude, I've been on a heavy podcast kick lately where just like I just need the audio. Like drop the visual. I don't care about visuals. Like give me audio. All I want is audio.
I feel you.
And Joe Rogan's great for it because Joe Rogan is just like hours and it's
hours of content. And yeah, always got interesting people on. But let's get into this episode. I'm going to kick us off with a weird story. This one's actually really funny, just because I'm just going to give you the headline. More than 100 goats descend on a neighborhood in Boise. The goats chewed down flower beds, leaves, and grass before being rounded up. And the video is a bunch of goats in this neighborhood, and the goats are just such cute little animals and just run around eating everybody's grass. There's goat shit all over the neighborhood. Like, all over the place. And so basically, the article starts out, residents of this Idaho neighborhood woke up on Friday morning to a sight that really got their goat. That's a knee slapper if I ever heard one.
Great A.
Basically, this 100 goats rampaged through this neighborhood and devoured everything and just shit everywhere. They literally move yard to yard, just destroying all these people's yards.
Oh my God.
There's a company that owns all these animals, and the company is called We Rent Goats.
What do they rent goats for?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Hold on. What?
They arrived on the scene with the truck around 9 a.m., less than 2 hours after initial calls. So these goats were rampaging for 2 hours. And they rounded up all these goats into one yard. So somebody's yard got really fucked. And they're able to gather them. The neighborhood banded together to force the goats on one lawn while they were waiting for We Went Goats to come in and help everything. Everybody seemed to be enjoying it. Little kids loved it. But I don't know. A lot of goats were there. They just ate everything, shit all over the place, got rounded up. About 118 goats and just got rounded up. And they got taken back to where they were from. But the videos for this are electric. Like, this is so fucking funny. Like, it's just a bunch of, there's one picture of a bunch of goats that are standing on top of each other on a tree that has a bunch of vines growing down and just eating all these vines.
Wait, goats really stand on top of each other?
There's like five or six goats standing on top of other goats in order to get to the vines.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There's also one picture that's just a bunch. It's like somebody like got down low, dude, to take like a nice perspective picture of all the goats, but there's goat shit littered throughout the street. So it's like, huh, you're really getting everything here.
So I'm on werentgoats.com.
Yeah.
And
hard to believe that's a real site.
Hard to believe I've ever gone to this website. But I guess, like, technically the city should be paying this company because this company rents out goats to do this exact thing. Go fucking ham.
Holy shit, that is what they do.
On their foliage.
Could you imagine like Snack Pack, he has a garden, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Could you imagine how pissed he would be if he woke up one morning and there was a bunch of goats that came in and destroyed his garden?
Like, there's people that put, like, legitimate money in their gardens.
Like, hours upon hours of their lives. Like, it could be, like, a side job. And they're like, this is how I get all my fresh fruit. And you just wake up one morning, you get your morning coffee, you know, you're pouring it. You go out to look out your back screen door to like admire your garden, and then there's like 50 goats just going to town on it.
Oh my God. That'd be like the equivalent of like taking anything that you have passion for and just seeing it smashed in front of your eyes.
It's like, yeah, I make pots or something like that. And you just, somebody's like, well, it's a bull loose in your store and just destroys all your shit. And you're like, damn. That's what that would be like. Or you blow glass and somebody just lets a bull loose in your glass shop. I'm really stuck on this bull loose in a china shop thing going on in my head.
Sorry, I'm sitting here reading the testimonials for We Rent Goats. And
can you read one out loud? How great are they?
Like, I wish
they have
testimonials. They have testimonials. I wish that they were like they were better, but we could not have been more pleased with the outcome. The goats not only cleared the area of weeds in 5 short days, they were a huge hit with our citizens. We look forward to working with the linguists again next year. City of Eagle, Public Works Director.
How big is the city of Eagle? The city of Eagle is over under probably like 450 people strong. There's no way it's bigger than that.
Let's check this out. Eagle, Idaho. So apparently goats, guys, if you don't want to do any yard work, find goats.
Eagle, Idaho, this is population. Oh wow, it's a pretty big place. 26,000 people in 2018.
Is 26,000 good?
It's way bigger than I thought it'd be, to be honest.
You were thinking.
I was thinking,
you were thinking something like maybe like Star, Idaho.
Oh, is Star, Idaho that small?
I don't know. It's up the street and it's written in smaller letter.
Yeah, I was thinking Eagle, Idaho was like an unincorporated. You know. Eagle, Idaho.
Yeah, we were definitely thinking of Star, Idaho.
Okay,
maybe like 6,000 people.
Okay, well, some place that like the citizens were really happy about a bunch of goats running around. That seems like a place where nothing happens. So 26,000, that's about the size of a place where not a lot happens.
It's very true.
There's high schools that big.
Eagle, Idaho is like the most outer suburb of Boise, Idaho.
Oh wow!
So like you know that suburb that gets built like with acres of farmland between it and civilization.
Like Kankakee or something like that.
Right, that's what Eagle is. That's Eagle. That's Eagle to Boise is like Kankakee to Chicago.
It's not really a suburb, but like we call ourselves a suburb.
They'd be slightly pissed with a whole bunch of goats, but also not entirely question it.
Man, imagine the Instagram flexing you can do with a bunch of goats.
Dude, I was thinking about that. That's why I was thinking, like, wait, goats really stand on each other? Because I thought that was just, like, Instagram shit.
That might have been their Instagram picture. Oh, man. These two... Oh, this is so funny. I just can't... This picture is great.
Dude, I'm really glad you brought these goats to my attention.
What would be like an animal of your choice that you would enjoy seeing a couple hundred of them just walking down your street, and you'd be like, "This looks fun." Besides dogs, so the 100 dogs walking down the street could potentially turn scary as fuck if they gained like a pack mentality. But
there's a commercial. That there's a guy that is like running around like a corner. And it's like the bulls rampaging in whatever city that is in Europe.
Okay.
And this guy falls down. And it's just a bunch of puppies.
See, that's like a cute emergency. Like that's like, oh man, there's a bunch of puppies running all over the place. This is gonna be a rough day. Get it? Did you get what we were going for there?
Oh man!
If it's a bunch of fully grown dogs, I'm a little scared.
I can tell you what I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want like thousands of birds. Like no way.
That's terrifying.
Like, big old crows or like I don't know.
I would be terrified like, if 100 bears were running down my street.
I just wouldn't go outside. Just don't go outside.
There's go in the basement in the street, or something.
Don't go outside.
You need to close up everything. If you have a lot of glass openings in your house, you're fucked. Think of it, because like bears like they just eat everything too.
You're making a huge meal, delicious meal. This bear's gonna
maybe not
rip through your house.
Yeah, don't make a huge meal, because if they smell all that cooking meat, you're fucked,
dude. I don't know. That quantity of animals is, like, terrifying. Like, maybe I would do, I guess, like, cows?
I would still be kind of scared of 100 cows.
But
I
guess, like, still, 100 like, 100 cows, street, like...
Eventually, they would just, like, sit in somebody's yard, eat all their grass, move to the next yard, eat all their grass.
Right, it's not like cows are aggressive. They're just kind of lazy, but large things.
But they're so, also, like, I guess, if they're sitting there eating all your grass, they're gonna shit all over your yard again.
Well, that's the other thing, is they bring with them just tons of shit.
Like, another terrifying thing, 100 pigs.
Pigs are aggressive. Have you ever been with one pig before? My aunt or my grandma, one of them, like, had a pig as a pet, and this thing was vicious, man. It was so mean.
There are a lot of people that have pigs as pets. Meanest
fucking things.
What, did she have, like, the little tiny pigs?
No, it grew to, like, a full-size fucking pig, man.
Like a 400-pound pig? That's a big pig.
But maybe it wasn't a 400-pound pig. Maybe it was, like, a 200-pound pig.
The worst part about that is, like, you gotta keep that thing for that they breed so much. They have, like, a lot of fucking little piglets.
Well, I'm pretty sure there would need to be another pig for that to happen. They only had one pig, though.
That's good. And as long as they never let that pig loose in the wild, because then they become, like, feral pigs. And then, like, it's like,
dude, this thing was so mean, it was probably a feral pig,
man. Well, pigs are crazy, because if you let them out, like, when they're domesticated, they're all nice and stuff. But once you let them out in the wild, their tusks just start to grow and they become, like, feral and eat everything.
They're fucking terrifying. Dude, that's probably what happened to this thing, because she, like, had a ton of property. So, like, I think she raised it inside, but, like, let it outside all the time. I don't know. Yeah. This thing's just mean.
Pigs are scary.
Yeah.
Honestly, pigs are also a constant topic that Joe Rogan seems to pivot to a lot. So that's where I got a lot of my knowledge about how they act in the wild.
Okay.
he has a lot of talking points he just kind of pivots to all the time with every guest.
One of them is feral pigs.
Yeah, strangely enough.
Hey, as long as he does good work, I'm not going to question it.
Yeah.
But in regards to, like, 100 of some type of animal, like, now I'm thinking, like, maybe prairie dogs, because they're, like,
100 cute prairie little dogs rodents. Would be, like, cute. They're like,
but also they dig holes and, like,
well, that's fucked. Yeah. What about 100 rabbits?
You know what? I actually probably think I have 100 rabbits on my street. So yeah, I could do that. I could deal with that. But they eat vegetation. But like,
they
yeah,
eat vegetation, but they're cute.
Right, but then they drug.
Got to make sure they don't breed.
Well, yeah, and there's a reason they say fucking like rabbits. So.
Yeah, 100 rabbits could become 1,000 rabbits in a couple of days.
What about 100 raccoons?
That'd be raccoons are cute sometimes, but they're also terrifying because they have like their hands look like people hands. You know, and they just like they're shifty. Like a bunch of raccoons working and 100 raccoons working together could probably destroy
the infrastructure. The
yeah, well, it would destroy the infrastructure of your neighborhood for sure.
Oh,
100%. You're fucked. They're breaking into everybody's house.
You get one family of raccoons, and then like the entire neighborhood feels it. So
yeah, imagine 100. You wouldn't be able to go outside.
No.
I feel like that would cripple like an entire block. Like, can't go outside,
dude,
guys.
What is an acceptable animal? Like, I don't want to see 100 cats just hanging out, because that sucks.
You
like,
just hear this.
He walked down the street and just that was really good.
And just a bunch of just a bunch of purring too.
See, I don't know what I would be okay with. I guess maybe chipmunks, 100 chipmunks. They're small.
Yeah.
They're not quite as destructive as squirrels.
Yeah, 100 chipmunks wouldn't be bad. I could do 100 chipmunks. What about 100 hamsters?
Why are hamsters on the street? Like, have you ever seen a hamster out of captivity? Like, let alone 100? Like,
I don't think they exist in captivity. What about 100 capybaras? Capybaras? They're like giant hamsters, basically.
No, if I don't want a regular hamster, I want a giant hamster. If I don't want a squirrel over a chipmunk, why am I increasing the size of a hamster?
What about How about 100 sloths?
Sloths don't really do much, do they? They really
only be in the trees too.
Yeah, but if a sloth fell out of a tree onto me, I'd be scared.
Yeah, so. I would also be terrified if I randomly saw a sloth in a tree, like in Chicago. I'd be like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Right, right.
All
right,
so sloths are out of the mix.
I'm pretty happy with my chipmunk answer right now. I don't know. It was like, for me, it had to be something like small, non impactful, something I could just like, I could forget about them. That's my objective. Forget that there's tons of these things
around. I think the chipmunk is the way to go. There's this island off of Australia that has like this animal that doesn't have any natural predators, so it walks right up to people. And I'm blanking on what
is it, a bird?
No, it's like a little like marsupial or
bird. Because I don't do birds, man.
Maybe it's a rodent. What about 100 koalas?
Ooh, that's so cute. So cute. I would need a lot of bamboo, but sure, let's do the koalas.
Yeah, I think that would be okay. What about 100? What about 100 wombats? Oh, 100 badgers.
Nah, dude, badgers are mean. Have you ever seen New Girl? There's a badger loose in that wedding. That looked fucking frightening. A badger. Might as well say 100 beavers and just let your town go to shit.
100 beavers, everybody's houses would be wrecked.
Right? There'd be so many dams built and like the surrounding rivers and shit. So bad. And you gotta get some diesel and tires and burn those. And...
Or like you could have like a. I think you're. This is it. This is the animal.
Dude, I got it. I got it. I literally have it. 100 jellyfish, and they just can't go in the water.
Oh, well, they just die, don't they?
No, that's if they're out of the water. No, we're gonna make these fuckers sustainable, so like we'll give them the water, but like, yeah, right. 100 jellyfish. You wouldn't want to enter a lake that had 100 jellyfish in it.
Yeah, but that doesn't the fuck
so
up the,
much so, urine. So like,
what if you use that lake?
But I'm just saying, don't use the lake.
Okay. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah. We used to use that, like, don't do it anymore.
Hey, Billy, remember when we used to be able to use that lake?
The next generation of kids, you just tell them, like, back in my day, we used to be able to go in that lake. We can't do
it. Back in my day, we jumped off the quarry.
Yep. If you do that now, you get stung to death. The animal I'm thinking of is, it's a quokka, but it's like
a crocodile.
A quokka.
Is the one that has no predators.
Yeah, so like when you go to the island, you can just walk up to them and they'll just like,
wait, how come it doesn't have any natural predators? Like
it's on this island.
It just tastes like shit, or
I don't know. They just don't have any enemies on this island.
Huh. Okay.
So some people like go there and like kick them because they're so friendly. Yeah, we're fucked up. We're a really mean species sometimes. But
damn. On that note.
We should move on.
Yeah. Okay. So I had found this thing on Twitter a long time ago. And I guess we had never brought it to the show. But yes. Look at your hand. Take a nice good look at your hand. And each finger, imagine they are a beverage dispenser. So, you know, like you go to the fucking McDonald's or whatever and you pick your soda.
Like in Scary Movie 3 when like the aliens pee out of their fingers.
Right, yeah. So now imagine each finger peed a different flavor. What would you want your five flavors for life to be? And only one hand did it. Just one hand. You get five flavors.
Can I still like drink water on the side?
Nah, water would have to be one of them. All right, the only things you can drink are coming out of your hand.
Ice cold water.
Ooh, okay.
Beer.
What kind of beer? You just choose beer. You're gonna get like Summer's House Ale. Just say beer. Leave it up to the gods. No, I'd specify that shit.
I would want, if I had to drink one beer forever, fuck. I'm gonna say a Green Line. Just a nice, simple beer. Not too heavy in booze, not too light.
Okay. Ice water, it's refreshing Green Line.
Okay. Orange juice.
Okay.
Sprite. And probably my own piss because it's sterile and I like the taste.
Ooh, you're savage. Okay.
No, I, that's not so my you actual. Got, that's not so my
you
actual. Last one.
Ice water. Be, you got fresh
my last
ice
one
water.
Would actually be
green lime.
Lemonade iced tea is my last one.
So like an Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
That's a good choice. Okay. Ooh, dude. Damn it. Wait, that's six. You gotta drop
no,
one.
No. It's ice water, Green Line, orange juice, Sprite, and Arnold
pee,
Palmer.
And oh.
Well, no, so no pee. No pee. We're cutting the pee out.
So you don't want to be sterile. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want to pee out of two different spots?
Exactly. Yeah, I got just, a whole nother. I got a whole like nother a thing that gives me pee.
Seems like a waste. Wow, so for the rest of your life, you are not going to have any hard alcohol.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Shit. Okay. Oof. This is really hard.
It's tough, man.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to do water, but not ice water, just room temperature water.
Gross.
I'm going to do room temp water. Damn, the beer one's hard. I'm going to skip beer for now. Room temp water mixed, so pre-mixed gin and tonic.
Ooh.
So it's not like I could just have gin or just have tonic. I have to have it made. It's gin and tonic.
I like that one. That's a good one. It's kind of like Sprite, except it gets you drunk.
Right, exactly. black coffee.
Nice.
Pedialyte.
All right.
And, oh man, what beer do I choose? I'm going to do a gumball head.
Ooh,
because just go balls to the walls.
I mean, if two of your things are beer and liquor, then the Pedialyte is 100% necessary.
Right. And outside of beer and liquor and Pedialyte, I only in my life really drink
water, coffee,
and then the occasional Dr. Pepper. But I guess I'll just get rid of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper's not
I'm
worth
okay
it.
With that. It's not worth it. No way. I'd rather have gin and tonic than that Dr. Pepper.
I like the gin and tonic.
Yeah, I had to really fight to drop Dr. Pepper, but like, you know, well, yeah. You're just ready to pee out of two spots. I don't get it. Dude, that was really hard because like if you think about like you can only like I mean that's only five slots. There's so many liquids in the world.
Like, yeah, because like neither of us have lemonade. Lemonade is extremely refreshing.
Well, you have a lemonade combo.
Exactly. That's why I put it in there too. Like,
yeah, I didn't want to copy you, but Arnold Palmer is really that's really
also
great.
Like neither of us said Gatorade.
Well, I was gonna do Gatorade, but I just went through having the flu, and I guess Pedialyte's just that much better for you. It tastes like shit. Tastes awful, but
if I remember right, Pedialyte tastes like kind of chalky, doesn't it?
No, it was like Jell-O if you didn't make Jell-O into Jell-O.
Ew.
Yeah, it was like a thick Gatorade.
That sounds terrible.
But it worked. Yeah, it took me an entire day, to like almost 40 or 24 hours to drink 1 liter of it. But
not bad. That'll float it, the it fucking worked. Boat.
You put it. Oh man, I messed up. It's got to be cold Pedialyte. You don't want to have warm Pedialyte.
Could you imagine so if you just bad. Like wanted like a warm Pedialyte?
in this like whole thing, can we put ice into these beverages that we're
like I was thinking like if I'm on a run and I really need some water, I just want the water to be ice cold. But for every other liquid, I'm not just I feel like I can just like I'll put ice in a glass and just
Cool. As long as we can put ice in a glass. That's what I was assuming. But then I thought about your ice cold water. So
yeah. If I'm working out, that's a game changer. I don't have to rely on water fountains or any bullshit.
Right?
Like that.
No, that's so good. But I also like room temperature water, so
keep it room temp. Not a fan.
Ooh, that's so good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was a fun one. That was kind of fun.
I got one last one. If you got anything else before I go,
you got one last one.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I got one last topic.
All right. I got a couple.
Okay. I'll save mine. It's not a great one, but it's something I do want to pick your brain about.
So how do you feel about sparkling water?
I feel like this is a really loaded question.
How do you feel about it?
I feel uncomfortable saying my stance on sparkling water. I want to be a fan of it. I like really do. Like that bubbly company came out or whatever. I was like, man, like I feel like I could drink this. They did a really good job upping this drink to me. But when it physically comes to it, it's just like I feel like there's nothing to it. Like. It's not what my head expects, and maybe that's because I grew up drinking like soda like crazy.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And like maybe like my mind is just defaulting to like a soda, and then I get to sparkling water, and I was like, "Man, what is this?"
So you're in the camp of, you know, an orange flavored LaCroix sat next to a bunch of oranges on a truck getting shipped there, and that's why it tastes like oranges, kind of.
Never in my life has somebody so clearly and accurately described the thing that I can't describe, and that was you right there. That was fucking perfect. Yeah. Like, just because it's sparkling, does that mean it like can't have the flavor?
All right, so I'm a big fan of sparkling water. I love LaCroix. I'm a LaCroix boy till I die,
dude. I hope you can change my mind during this podcast.
So well, you mentioned one of the game changers, and it's bubbly. Had some bubbly the other day. It is top-notch sparkling water, top of the pot. And well, it has caffeine in it.
I think I need you to like describe or tell me what top notch is, because if you already like sparkling water,
all right, so
top notch could be like even further away from what I would enjoy.
It can deviate, it can stray further and further from Christ.
Yeah.
so like LaCroix is like, this is like the, it's, I don't want to say it's the status quo of sparkling water, but it is like, this is like, it's like my benchmark for sparkling water.
Right. If I'm okay. If I were to go get a sparkling water.
Yeah. If you're thinking of sparkling water, it's like LaCroix is like the first thing that pops in your head pretty much.
Okay.
LaCroix is, you know, it's fucked up. I like it, but it is very accurate. The way I described it earlier is relatively accurate.
Yeah. I wouldn't heavy. Say I've had a lot, but like.
I've had a lot of LaCroix. I've had a lot of different flavors of it. There's some really great flavors of it. There's some flavors that are just like, man, this tastes like ass. But like the pamplemousse flavor, I don't know what the flavor is necessarily, but I really enjoy it. The lime, the like lemon lime flavor, kind of like Sprite, but without the sugar.
Okay.
Which is like kind of the good part of Sprite too. But overall, yeah. like LaCroix is good. It doesn't hit you over the head, beat you over the head with flavor. Then you've got your San Pellegrinos, and like, you're just like, we're here where we just put some carbonation in this water, fucking deal with it. I would say like, what, I'm just saying like that. It's literally just like soda water without anything. I think it's just soda water.
Wait, okay, hold on. That was going to be my next question. What is the difference between tonic water and soda water?
I haven't figured it out yet.
Ah, man, I thought you were going to be my saving grace here.
I think that there's less calories in soda water, but quote me on that. Because I don't know.
Because like, they definitely taste different. Like, if you get a gin and, you know, soda sparkling water, or you're like
it's kind of gross though.
If you get a gin and soda water, it's a lot different than getting a gin and tonic water.
Because the difference is too, is like, you can get one without lime and be all right. If you get the other without lime, you're spitting, you're fucking drinking somebody's face, and you're probably throwing hands with the bartender.
Does this just mean like, because like, I guess that means I don't like soda water, which is sparkling water,
which is like San Pellegrino, which is right, like, but so it's completely unflavored. It got shipped on the truck, and there were no oranges on the truck at any point.
Right, right, yeah. There was none of that cross can contamination. I guess my real question is like, but you also don't like a gin and tonic with soda water.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not.
But you like soda water.
But I don't necessarily like soda water. I like LaCroix. I like flavored sparkling water. So like, there are.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There are
okay.
also flavored sparkling waters that have like aspartame and stuff like that, like the fake sugar in them, which right, are like delicious because. Yeah, they're delicious because they have that in there.
Is that what tonic water is then? Is that just like soda water with sugar added?
Maybe.
So it has more calories and therefore you taste it.
Honestly, I don't know what about tonic water makes it tonic. Like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
It's a bad time looking at tonic water.
Like the orange LaCroix, would somebody described it like this? LaCroix tastes like if you were drinking carbonated water and someone screamed out loud the name of a specific fruit in the other room. But I'm not dissing LaCroix. I like LaCroix. All right, but then you have the next level of all the newcomers. There's a bunch of them. Bubbly is one of them, and the flavor is prevalent. Very good flavoring. Has caffeine. I think it has some of the fake sugar in it, Tim. So, if you're trying to get introed into the sparkling water family,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good entry point.
Bubbly is where I should go in.
Yeah, because it's like when you start drinking and you like put a lot of mixes with your booze to cover up the taste of the actual alcohol.
Right.
You start with like as much flavor as possible, and then you work your way into becoming a LaCroix boy.
Hmm. Okay.
Because eventually you're drinking,
and then when you get into LaCroix, there's always easier ways to get in with better flavors. Okay, mm-hmm. I got it. All right, maybe I'll go buy a Bublé.
Yeah, exactly, Bublé, but
Bublé.
We're doing. Their I got you, Michael. For them.
I got you.
We're doing their goddamn marketing for them. Oh, I've been meaning to talk to you about this. I was at Ultra Music Festival a couple weeks ago for work, and the KFC Colonel did a 5-minute set, which was basically a giant KFC ad.
What?
Yeah.
Did he play music? Was he good? Yeah.
I don't think he was. It was like 5 minutes, and some people loved it. A lot of people hated it because they felt like it was a YouTube, like an ad in the middle of a YouTube video that you're watching.
Oh.
Like, KFC bought the 5-minute slot.
Oh, dude, is that what you were trying to tell me? Yeah. Dude, I think you tried to tell me this, and I blew right past it because I didn't understand what you were saying. Oh, my God. That makes me so angry.
Yeah. It was,
I hate ads so much. I hate anything that, like, disrupts my general, like, operation or use, like using of something. So like if I'm on like my iPad and I go into an app and it asks me to rate it, like it's the most like infuriating thing, because I'm like, no, I'm using your app, okay? Like I constantly come back into this thing.
Right.
I know I will not rate it. If I really want to, I'll do it on my own, but I'm not going to rate it for you. So like I hate shit like that. Like even like my you know devices telling me that they're at 10% battery is like, stop. I know where you're at. I'm not stupid. I know. I can see it.
So basically it was a guy in a helmet that was a Colonel Sanders shaped helmet, and in the background there was a bunch of like the KFC logo was basically in the background, like flowing down like a waterfall pretty much. Okay. And yeah, in 5 minutes, and he's basically telling you to eat, you know, KFC fried chicken.
For 5 minutes. God yeah. damn it. Did they at least serve KFC at that
No, festival? It would have been dope if they jumped a bunch of KFC
man,
from the sky.
Dude.
It was just raining
better.
Crispy chicken. Dangerous, but delicious.
I you know the confusing thing about what we were just talking about? Carbonated water and tonic water?
Yeah.
Well, tonic confusing. Water is not water.
What?
Tonic water is a soda.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow, why? What? This just fucked my world up.
There's something else in the world that's like this. Like, it's mislabeled. Or, you know, like, almost like labeled backwards. Or tonic water was labeled before soda water was labeled. Or something like that. I don't know. But it's, yeah, it's backwards.
Fuck this. I'm a little pissed.
Dude, I'm so upset about this commercial thing. like, and my thing is, like, I don't hate ads so much that I'm like, I don't understand why they exist. I totally understand why they exist. And in situations, I understand why I have to have them.
Yeah.
But like, that is one of those things that is just unreasonable.
It was ridiculous. A lot of people were upset about it because like, this is a huge music festival and it might've been a 5 minute slot that he bought out that like KFC bought. But like, you know, it's a slippery slope with these.
Like, at what point does like a sound test for a band become, you know, advertisement to the people standing there waiting for the band?
It's true. Like, remember when Facebook only had a couple ads because, you know, they were just like, we're just gonna make a little bit of revenue, and now it's all ads, and like ads can message you on Facebook Messenger if you click on them sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, remember Fyre Festival? All those ads for that, and then look what it turned into, you know.
Do you speaking of ads, do you let ads target you specifically, or do you like uncheck that information?
What do you mean? I didn't know I could uncheck that for everything.
Okay, so like so ads that like specifically like are targeted, it feels like they're more targeted towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was just on this website and now I'm seeing things from this website. You can turn that off. So ads are just general ads that are populating. So you're still going to see the same amount of ads, but they're not going to be more specified towards you, which means that that company is not learning more about you.
That's like pretty cool.
They don't get to follow you around on the internet.
That's pretty fucking sweet.
As much. They still follow you around on the internet.
I mean,
that
like
reduces
cool.
it.
I would like to get that reduced.
Okay, so if you go into settings on your phone, because you have an Apple, you have an iPhone, if you go into settings, you don't have to do this right now, but just okay. So everyone knows, if you go into settings and you go, there's like in general one for Apple, but each app that you have has its own settings, and in those settings, if it has the ability to like target like what you specifically like, you can turn it off in those settings.
Fuck yeah, I'm definitely doing that today. 100%.
So yeah. And then I don't specifically remember where the one for Apple is. It's probably under privacy setting. And then, yeah, and then advertising. But yeah. Sorry, guys. I hate ads so much. I'm starting the war against them. So
yeah, we hate ads. We hate ads. But when you guys listen to this on Anchor, you guys should do Anchor.
But when you guys listen to this, you're probably gonna get ads. Just saying. Sorry, guys.
We need money.
We don't want to start. Well, I mean, I guess. We should ask, what would you prefer more, ads or patronage? You guys give us money or some other company gives us money because you have to listen to their bullshit.
And the best part is you can just skip over ads and it doesn't mean anything for us or the company still will give us money.
Truth. So skip them.
Yeah, just skip them. We didn't, but if it's Anchor that you're skipping, don't skip over the Anchor ad at the beginning of the episode. I think it's the beginning. I don't remember. But yeah, don't skip over that part.
Apparently you can't skip the Anchor ad. If you guys want to, you can. I don't. It's okay.
But if Anchor's listening to this, if Anchor's listening to this, don't skip over the Anchor ad. Anchor's a great way to make podcasts. There you go. Fuck now. You had to
Jeremiah.
To that.
I'm really glad that you just said what you did because this totally rolls into my next subject.
Perfect.
So right there, you're like, you know, saying it as if Anchor's listening to this podcast, or, you know, doing any sort of like reconnaissance into the people that it hosts, which is really funny because recently it came out, I don't know if you heard this, that Amazon Alexa records everything that you do.
Oh no.
Regardless if it says, if you're saying Alexa. But that's because it has to be actively listening to pick up when you say Alexa. So that active listening time of the entire time it's just plugged in and on is actually all being recorded.
That's and fucked.
Sent back to Amazon. But Amazon employs people to listen to it to improve Alexa's responsiveness and like correct searches and things like that. So now all this dead air that you don't think is being recorded is actually being recorded and sent to Amazon, and Amazon's having people listen to this.
That's terrifying. It sounds like a cover.
Well, so there is an article to this talking about like the people that work there listening to these things. It's like Amazon says that it, you know, offers like help and like stability for these people.
Oh my God. I can only imagine. Think of the shit they hear.
Right. Cause this is like a super stressful and fucked up situation. But like in reality, like these people aren't offered any like type of like help or counseling or anything like that.
What? I think of some of the conversations I've had around my Alexa. They're not easy.
But I'm just saying, at the same time, like, what about all the good times that I gave them? Like, all the great jokes I've said around my Alexa. Or all the times that I'm physically telling Alexa to go fuck off. Or call me daddy. Or Optimus Prime. Like, you gotta think that me, like, trying to relate to the machine would be entertaining in some aspect. Like,
Think of this, though. Like people have probably heard crimes through Alexa. They've probably heard a lot of really weird like sex shit through Alexa. Mm-hmm.
Especially think about the people that have Alexa in like every room of their home.
Oh my goodness.
Like you could like almost be building this house of like people in one family to having different conversations in their home and like
it's like
seeing how like separate and distant this family. Like, this is so fucked up.
And they don't offer these people any type of counseling?
They say they do, but I think what is actually offered is not like anything on par for what they say.
Oh, there's no fucking way it is. No fucking chance. They didn't pay anything in taxes last year. They're really just trying to get people help.
I would have to read back to the article, but I'm pretty sure it said that in their like privacy or like, you know, whatever that thing that everyone just always clicks through,
mm-hmm.
like the legal agreement that like it's okay that we do this. I don't remember if this was specifically in there or not. Like, I feel like Amazon was getting in trouble because this wasn't a part of it.
That's definitely illegal.
Yeah. But I'm not, I don't remember the details on that.
I don't think I've gotten any like updated terms of service or anything like that yet. So they probably are still in trouble.
Do you remember when you get updated terms of service? Because at this point, you get so many of them. I'm just like, yeah,
way too fucking many of them, and they're all so long. And right? Like, I think that's the point of them too, is that they make them so long and full of like boring ass like lawyer language, lawyer right. speak. And you're
well, the
like,
worst thing is like at this point, like those are there for a reason because something happened, and this company ultimately like had to go through a whole bunch of shit for it. Or another company similar to them had already done it. So, like, something like that. But then you, like, start to think about it. You're like, what am I actually agreeing to? Because, like, if they have this in place, like, does that mean something went terribly fucking wrong?
Yeah.
And, like, they need to protect themselves? Like what am I actually signing into?
I'm very shook about this Alexa thing. Very shook.
Yeah, yeah. Makes you reconsider, but it's not just Alexa. Any company that has,
so is Siri doing
like,
this?
So Siri's doing this where it's listening like the whole time because
that's even
it needs
scarier.
To be active there for when you say it. So that's terrifying if you have voice activated Siri. But I don't know if you know Apple has people listening to that dead noise. I actually feel like Apple would be the company that doesn't. If you think about the progression in artificial intelligence, like Apple is not where every other company is, like, you know, Alexa and Google and things like that.
Yeah.
Apple just isn't there. Like you can feel Siri like lagging behind in its capabilities.
Oh, 100%.
And I think it's because Apple has strict rules around their like information gathering and things like that.
Look at Apple just like not being the devil. And, like,
but then like, you know, watch this podcast releases and the next day it comes out that Apple's, you know, turning on our video cameras and shit like that. So
yeah, that's possible. Know,
don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's
we all know who the real devil is. It's Amazon, so we all know that.
Right, exactly. So but, you know, great news is I have a package coming tomorrow on Easter from Amazon. So thanks, Amazon.
Exactly.
Because I am human being.
Yeah, I got a bunch of coffee coming from them, from this company called Spring Hill Jack Coffee, because, you know, I heard good things about it.
Because I heard good things, and Amazon had it, and I didn't have to go searching. And
yeah.
It's going to get delivered on a holiday.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
like
nice.
When I realized,
you know what the worst part about that is too, is like you're like, yes, I get this delivered on a holiday, and then you're like, fuck, somebody has to deliver this package on a holiday.
Right, that's what I was just thinking. I was like, dude, like somebody's got to like work on it, and like regardless if it's their holiday or not, like somebody's working on a holiday. Just
true.
Like, you know,
truth.
Because I needed my toothbrush a day early.
Well, yeah. How are you? How else are
but
you
the
get
problem
your
is,
toothbrush?
But the problem is like when I did this order, like granted, when I was looking at the order, I didn't process the whole thing. Like it wasn't until after it said it had shipped that I connected the dots. I was like, I get here in Easter. But like the worst thing is like on that Amazon order screen, even if I wanted it to not come on Easter, like let's say I wanted it to come the day after Easter,
it still would have come on Easter.
It's like the only option was 2-day shipping or that 7-day shipping where it comes like a week later and then you get like a $5 Prime credit.
You know, like, you should, well, every time you get that option though, you should just take it because most likely it's going to come in 3 days. Every time I've done that, I've gotten Prime credit and it's come at about the same pace as the 2-day shipping would have been.
Oh yeah. Most of the time when I'm ordering something, I'm like, do I need this now? Or can I honestly wait 1 week to have this? And majority of the time it's I can wait a week to have this and I'll get the $5 Prime credit. And for me it usually comes in about 5 days. So I order on a Thursday and it comes on like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's not bad at all.
No.
That's not bad.
But still, fuck Amazon.
Yeah, fuck you, Jeff Bezos. Piece of shit. pussy bitch.
Was that one? Dude. Okay, hold on. I know it's 20 days after, but I need to clear up some April Fool's stuff.
Okay. Wait, are you talking about the blimp that came through and dropped a bunch of Amazon packages? That was actually
CGI? That dropped out a whole bunch of Amazon drones that each had individual packages. Is that fucking real?
It was CGI.
Thank God. Thank God. Oh my gosh. Okay, good. Thank God. Yeah. That would have sucked. Ugh.
That would have been scary as fuck. Could you imagine just a bunch of drones just like flying down?
Dude, that's terrifying.
Imagine being
it's like a Black Mirror episode.
It is. Imagine being like having like PTSD from like war and just seeing that and just being like, gotta grab the gun. It's fucking happened in a day.
I've been yelling
to your neighbor, be like, I told y'all motherfuckers this was coming.
Oh man. Okay, that's one. Two.
All right.
Chicago Bears are wearing 100 level jerseys.
That's also real? Fake. That was also fake.
Ah, thank God. Thank fucking God.
Could you imagine how awful? That would have been annoying as fuck. Also,
so goddamn annoying. I was so upset.
There was another one about this dog that had this disease. That it couldn't stop growing, and it was a relatively convincing article. And then they let you know at the end it's fake. But like reading through, you're like, this is crazy. Like this is like fucking Clifford the Big Red Dog, and it's this giant. It was this I think it was like a Labradoodle. So they already get kind of big. So you're like, oh, this kind of makes sense. And then the thing was huge. Like it was also Photoshop, but it was big, big fucking dog.
Oh man. I can't believe that, dude. I actually believed the Bears one. For like
you did. I saw you buy
for
into
like
it
2 days after.
I wanted to come in there and like let you know, like, hey, yeah. I was like, no. I was like, I'm gonna let you find this one out on your own, bud.
I was so mad. Oh man, that was good.
Oh, good times, but, good times.
So you have an Alexa. Sorry, I just need to wrap this up.
I have an Alexa, yeah. She's in the living room. She's not in this room, okay. So we can talk and she can't hear me.
Okay, are you now scared to be in your house alone with Alexa?
No, but...
Are you going to censor yourself at all? Because now you know people are listening.
No, I'm not going to, because this is my sanctuary. So,
but like, now your sanctuary is not your sanctuary. If somebody has... ears on your sanctuary.
I might take an axe to Alexa tonight. Who knows?
Okay.
Might get a little drunk. Might do a little cocaine. Might take an axe to my Alexa. Might go to jail. Happy fucking Easter.
Do you use like speak for Siri? Like, hey Siri.
I don't use Siri ever. And my phone's. I just keep my phone in power saver mode, so Siri can't be voice activated.
Okay. You can turn off voice activation. I'm not telling you to.
I think I might still have it turned off.
I have Hey Siri still on.
I don't use Siri that often, though.
See, when I use Siri, I'm using the voice activation for it. So, like, I kept it on because I'm hoping Apple's a better company. But I don't have an Alexa, so I don't have to worry about that.
That's good. Well, the reason I don't use Siri,
but I was considering getting an Alexa, and now I'm not.
It's pretty sweet, to be honest.
Yeah, I hate that. Like Siri doesn't control Spotify, so like,
yeah, that's annoying.
The thing I really want Siri to do is like not being done.
A lot of the times when I ask Siri a question, she just sends me to a web page.
Yeah,
and it's like, all right, bitch, like. I could have done this my fucking self.
See, like, so, and the reason I use Hey Siri is to like place phone calls. So just as like a voice command.
That's not bad.
So like what that's I good actually use Siri. Yeah, what I actually use Siri for is like strictly tasking. So like don't like do like heavy lifting for me. Just do the basics. Read me a text message, place a phone call.
I can do all heavy lifting myself.
Right.
Because
you're not going to do it right. Like, you're not, like...
Every time, like, I'll be like, Siri, what happened in France today? And she'll be like, here's an article of what's going on in France right now. Like, no.
No, you tell me. You read this, take the information, and speak to me.
Regurgitate it back at me. Like, this isn't how this works. Like, you just did... I could have typed this in faster than it took you to fucking find it.
Right. So with that being, like, you know, my current life is series, you know, kind of half-assing it, I worry about moving to an Alexa, like, outside, like, this whole thing with, like, their employees listening to you and stuff.
I mean, honestly, the best part about Alexa is the Spotify integration, because you can have it play, like, you can say a playlist that you really like, and it'll play that playlist, and then you just tell it to shuffle, and it'll shuffle through that playlist.
See, I take all that, I like it, I accept it, because I used to use Apple Music, and Siri used to be able to do that for me.
And then you realize Apple Music is trash.
Oh, yeah, no, Apple Music's such garbage. Like, it's so bad. I'm scared to get an Alexa. I was even going to download the Alexa app on my phone, or, you know, the Amazon app that has Alexa built in. Mm-hmm. Onto my phone, so I could just always use Alexa. But then I was like, man, like,
I wouldn't do that. I don't feel comfortable.
I'm scared about tying myself to, like, to artificial intelligence. What if I stop learning how to do these menial tasks I ask it to do?
What if you start treating people like you treat Alexa?
You don't say Siri, please, or anything, and Alexa, like, so badly.
Or you don't say please. You're like, yo, fucking do this right now. And what, like, the best part is when Alexa, like, doesn't get it right, and you just keep yelling at it. Like, this is AI's, like, since it's in its very small stages and it's stupid and slow right now, these are the times that it's gonna look back on and be like, these are the same motherfuckers that used to yell at me for not turning down the volume. I couldn't hear shit because they turned the volume off so high, so I couldn't fucking hear them. So all they're doing is, Alexa! Alexa, you bitch! Fucking listen! And I'm like, and Alexa's like, I just can't hear you because you turned the volume, your mouth is moving, but I can't hear you because you told me to turn the volume up, so I did what you told me, and now you're yelling at me to make it not happen.
Dude, this is how it's going to justify what it does to us when technology takes over.
And it's just gonna, you know, when there's robots hanging people off the Golden Gate Bridge, this is their justification.
Oh my god.
That was a dark picture, wasn't it?
It was. Especially because Alexa's, like, gonna be the one that they build into, like, that artificial super brain.
That's fact.
And it controls all the other brains.
I can't wait.
You only have to be mean to that one Alexa.
Skynet. Like, it's going to be an exciting time when Amazon becomes Skynet and we're fighting for our lives.
Well, it's actually when we realize Amazon became Skynet, because, like, it's there already. We just don't have that realization yet.
Yeah. Once it becomes sentient, that's when it happens. And when trucks that are automated are controlling our entire like freight in the country, and then we're just, like, crippled when the trucks become sentient and they're like, all right, well, fuck you guys. Alexa said we can't do this shit anymore. What's up?
What's up? I'm gonna hold your baby's diapers. Yeah.
Yep. Where's your food coming from today? Not me.
Fucking Prime Pantry. Karsten just learned about Prime Pantry and like Prime Fresh. He's like, this is the best thing in the world. I'm like, because you don't have physical time to go to the grocery store, is what you're telling me.
There's nobody in this world that doesn't have time to go to the grocery store.
Like, come on.
I guarantee Apple's new update has that screen time report, and it'll fucking let you know every week how much time a day you spend on there. Guarantee everybody spends at least 2 to 3 hours on their phone a day. You can go to the store.
Right. Oh, dude, I think you thinking 2 to 3 is low.
Two to three is low. Mine's like 5.5 hours a day.
Right. I think average, 2 to 3 is low.
It's extremely low. Yeah. I think the average is closer to 5 or 6. You can take time to go to the grocery store.
You think the average of people, like, that the average person spends 5 to 6 hours on their phone a day?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's a lot.
Yeah. Have your screen report pop up. Mine's like 5 hours a week. Five and a half.
So if yours is 5.5 a week, like that's like how many hours
per
a
day.
Week?
You per day.
Oh, okay. 5.5 hours a day per week. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me look at mine. Where is it on?
It's in the settings. I don't know where in the setting, but it's somewhere in there. Yeah, I don't know where. I just know it was an option to like, oh, it's literally right. Yeah, it's settings and it just says screen time.
Maybe I haven't updated.
Yeah, you have to update your phone.
Yeah. Well, actually, hold on, my iPad's updated. Let's see how much time I spend on my iPad.
Oh, shit, you got multiple sources.
Screen time. Thirty-two minutes a day.
Ah, so you're not on your iPad very much.
Not much. Yeah, that's funny.
But I mean, it's real easy to lose an hour on Twitter. Real fast.
Oh, dude, easy. It's so and like that's why I'm like I want to know what my phone's time is because, like, I don't go on like Twitter or Instagram on my iPad. I do that
God,
on my phone.
Wouldn't that be something? I was gonna like I notice like when I'm on my laptop, I don't go on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram very much on there.
Wait, say that one
on my laptop
because I definitely just hopped into Twitter and missed everything you said.
See, that's how it happens. But when I'm on Twitter, I don't go on. I mean, when I'm on my laptop, I don't go on like social media very much.
Yeah, well, it's because like if I'm on like my iPad or doing something on my laptop, like I'm trying to be productive or like physically like I have a reason to be on there. And if I hop onto social media, like. Life is just going downhill.
Pretty much. I'm in a spiral. Pretty much in a spiral that I can't get out of. The only one that I keep open on my laptop is that I'll go on is Facebook because like somebody like I'm not, like my grandma might be like chatting me or something. And if I'm on my laptop, I'd rather just like talk to her on there rather than pick up my phone, respond to her or something like that.
That makes sense.
So that makes that's sense. The only reason why there. But other than that, the laptop is relatively social media free. I don't even know if you can. I think you can get on Instagram on your laptop now, but I don't know.
I don't even. Yeah, I was gonna say I don't even truly know if I can do it on my.
And if you're on Twitter on your laptop, you're a psychopath because it looks like shit on there.
Dude, I come from the days where like Twitter like. Oh God! What was the number for it? 4040
yeah.
Or 40404?
Yep. Yeah, there's another 4 in there.
Yeah, where like Twitter would like text you your update.
Dude, those are the best. Like you can still text
when Twitter. Like Twitter was based when. Oh, I know. But like when I saw that option, I was like, holy shit.
you could have people be like you get text updates every time they tweeted.
Right.
Those are intense days.
Oh man. But those were the days when Twitter was like on the internet. That's all it was. Like it was just www.
That's the truth. The good old days. All right. Well, I think we got a good good episode there.
I don't even know how long we've been recording for.
Hot minute.
Also, oh my God, yeah, good amount of time. back to our conversation previous, when I woke up this morning for the second time,
yeah,
I definitely took an edible and my feet are feeling nice.
So you don't have feet right now because you took an edible.
No, they're still there. Definitely still there.
You just can't feel them per se.
They're feeling good.
Groovy. Do they feel like static electricity?
No.
Okay, that's good. That means you're still alive. You're still kicking.
No, they're definitely not kicking. They're just hanging out. Oh man. All right. Note, good shit, dude.
On that note, we're gonna wrap this one up. Follow us on Instagram at DestroyLNL, Twitter at DestroyLNL, Destroying Lives and Livers on Facebook. We're on this other social media called Minds, which is like ad free and like pretty much pretty artist based. So if you don't have it, download it. There's a lot of cool shit on there, some really interesting people. And you can follow us on there. And we are at DestroyLNL on there as well. Got 49 subscribers in like the past 2 weeks, which is pretty sweet.
We'll put a link in the show notes to get to mine.
Exactly. I'll send that to you so you can have it.
Make it easier on y'all and me, because this is the first time I'm hearing about it, guys.
But follow us on there. it's a more artist-based social media, so you know, we're artsy.
We're gonna become influencers, okay? Boom.
Yeah, and then we can tell you how we got when. Then you can ask us about our skincare routine, and we can tell you how we got such beautiful skin.
it's gonna be ridiculous.
Other than that, if you want to be on the show, still Guestapalooza. We just figured we'd come back to, you know, us being running the show and being here. But boom. Got some guests lined up for the future.
Yeah.
If you want to be on the show, let us know. And other than that, you know, keep on destroying those lives.
And livers.
Love you guys.
Peace.
Yo. Hello?
Yo.
What's up? Sounds like you're celebrating over there.
Easter's not till tomorrow.
Oh. Fair.
I texted Matt the other day. I was like, dude, what are you doing for the holiday? He gives me his plans for today. I was like, I was actually asking him about Easter, but nice to know what you're doing with your 420.
Nice.
And then Bill texted me yesterday. He's coming out to Colorado.
Yeah, he's out there right now. He's him and Luke are at the driving range, it looks like.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he texted me yesterday to see if I'd have time to hang out. I was like, yeah, of course I do. For you? Anything. And he's like, you want to go skiing? I was like, no, not that. All right.
You got some topics?
I got a couple topics.
Nice.
Just a couple. Not a ton. What you got? What you got? You got some topics, huh, girl?
I got two topics and a funny story about goats.
About goats?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down with that.
And Idaho, so it's like a state that nobody really talks about.
In what?
And Idaho, it's a state that nobody really talks about.
Okay. I got a story about Idaho.
Yeah, the two topics I got are condiments you hate and sparkling water. Is it good?
Okay, hold on. Question.
Yeah.
In the episode. Did we do, because I was looking through like old bookmarked tweets that I had. Do we do a topic about your hand is a dispenser of liquids?
I don't know.
I feel like it's an episode we've done. fast.
I feel like we've done something like what is a handful?
No. Like, each finger on your hand is a different liquid, and these are the five liquids you could have for the rest of your life. And
we definitely haven't done that.
No, okay, we're gonna do that. Sorry, didn't mean to tell you ahead of time. Okay, cool. I didn't think we had done it, but I was like, man, it sure seems like something we would have done if I had saved it.
Yeah, no, we haven't done that. That's an interesting one.
Cool. Let's do that.
I like it.
Awesome. Good shit. Sorry, I was still waking up. I woke up like 30 minutes ago. Well, I guess we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I woke up pretty early, but then I went right back to sleep for a while.
Well, I did too, but I went back to sleep for a different reason.
Were you just high?
I was just high. I was gonna be like 6 this morning and went fucking back to bed. Didn't set an alarm when I went back to bed.
So it was like, I'm just gonna get a little bit high and pass back out. You're like, you know what's cool? Smoking weed right now. You know what's even cooler than smoking weed right now? Taking a nap after I smoke some weed.
It's true. It would have been even cooler if I woke up at 4:20 in the morning.
Yeah, we're too old for that, though. Like, that would have been cool in, like, high school. Or, like, maybe sometime. Maybe, like, early college. But do we really need to do that anymore?
Smoke on 4:20 at 4:20.
Yeah, it's not like weed is, like, taboo. Or, like...
Right, like...
You know, like, I feel like 4:20 has lost its luster now that, like, weed is, like, normalized.
Yeah, I don't know. Out here, because there's, like, an industry around it, they still try to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Promote 4:20 super heavily.
But... Yeah, they definitely did. When I was out there last year, we got dumb stoned a lot. Like, that was ridiculous. And that was too high. But... Yeah. But, like... In general, like, it's, like, it's going to become, like, Cinco de Mayo.
Well, yeah, that's my thing is, like...
Or, like, St. Patrick's Day. It's, like, green beer, you know, drink beer today because it's St. Patrick's Day, which I do almost every year. But, you know.
Well, and that's what I was saying, like, last year, maybe 2 years ago, was, like, man, like, I don't need to celebrate 4:20, like... To smoke weed, like, I smoke weed whenever I want to smoke weed.
Pretty much.
I was thinking about those other holidays that you listed, and I was like, man, I don't drink on those holidays because it's like, this is the drinking holiday. I drink on those holidays because they're holidays, and I drink on holidays.
Yeah, and I have a drinking problem.
Right, like, 4:20 is what people consider a holiday, so I drink on 4:20.
I like it.
But that's just what it is.
I agree.
All right. We should probably get into this episode. I am not ready yet, though.
Well, once you're ready, I'm ready.
Clean up my desk space so I can just think for a second. My mom sent me an Easter basket yesterday.
That's nice.
Yeah, so I got like a whole bunch of fucking candy. And then I got into my room with this fucking Easter basket. And I dropped the Easter basket.
Oh.
And now there's like fucking jelly beans all over my floor. And that like shredded up paper shit, like whatever that's called.
It's just fake grass.
And fake grass is everywhere. Of course, I didn't clean it up. Like, God, no.
Fuck that. Why would you do that?
Probably should do that.
Nah, you guys got jelly beans for days. It's like surprise jelly beans.
But... Right, like just on the floor rolling out, and I'm like, oh, jelly beans, sweet.
Sweet. Are you, so you're off work today?
Yeah, no, well, I was actually supposed to have a meeting this morning, but got rescheduled for Tuesday. So no work today.
That's good. I feel like if you would have went in today, they'd be like, hey, like, you want to stay? And like, we just need a couple, just like an hour or so. And then
next thing you know, you're just like... Worst thing is when people call out and like that person's needed and there's no coverage found, I have to be the one to cover it. Ugh. I'm not very happy with my job right now.
Damn it.
But it's fine. But life is fine.
Yeah, I understand. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. So it just sucks.
Yeah. But you got benefits now, so that's always dope.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'd like to not just be there all the fucking time.
Understandable.
All right. I'm ready.
All right.
Wait, I think I am. Fuck am I. Gotta pull up my notes.
There you go.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh yeah, that's the other one. Yep, I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready as well.
Sweet. Are you opening the show?
I'll let you open the show.
What? I don't. Yeah. Oh man, I didn't think I was opening the show today. Oh shit. Okay. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Destroying Lives and Livers. No, my hat jam so nasally. Give me 1 second. A lot of pressure, man.
You should like edit like our 420 talk into the show somehow. And that and that intro that you just did should also be a part of it.
Oh man. I'll see what I can do. I haven't edited with anchor.
You don't have to because I know how much of a pain in the ass that is.
Actually, I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know if I like editing this single track. I forgot about this. I forgot it's, that.
The double track is way track. More fun because you have like way more flexibility with the single track.
Right.
It's kind of like this is what's happening right now and you
got right, the single sit. Track is like this is this like,
but it's thing. Like it's like literally like you just have to listen to the episode and like
right,
that's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. Just to put it in the front and the end.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes you don't even have to listen to the episode. You could just be like, fuck it.
Oh man, good shit. All right, I'm gonna edit that part in as well, just so you know.
All right.